This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Boy gang, it's Ryan here. I am just here to issue a blanket apology for the quality of this week's audio. It is in and out like your favorite burger restaurant in California. I don't know what happened. We've got our best minds on it. But unfortunately, it's a lot of my audio too, which means you're going to miss out on some really quality jokes. I'm sorry. Right now, we're sounding worse than Adam Levine on The Voice. But enjoy the show anyways, if you can. Hopefully things will sound better next week. All right, here we are, gang. We're ready to talk about whatever happened on this episode, which is not much.
Kill me.
Just shoot me.
David Spade reference. I cannot remember in recent past being this dissatisfied with the franchise.
Well, that's a big claim. I can't remember being this dissatisfied with Bachelor in Paradise. I feel like we were pretty dissatisfied with a lot of Matt James this season.
I needed this Bachelor in Paradise palate cleanser.
Yes.
To wash the Katie out of my mouth.
And
they have not delivered.
Blake said he needed a palate cleanser to wash the Katie out of his mouth, too.
You.
Does that make you? Your
had to
mom's
think about
gonna,
that one.
Your mom's gonna stop listening again.
Yeah. I don't think she's listening anymore. I think she gave up for the third time.
We just couldn't keep her. That's the audience I want. Is Ginger?
You know, that's
all I
one,
care. That's the one person, and
our
I can't
golden
have her.
Goose,
our patron, if you will. Yeah, I mean, the first couple episodes were okay, and then it just. I don't know why this is so unentertaining.
Yeah, like we're having trouble figuring out why it's so bad.
Yeah. Listeners, give us your thoughts on if indeed you think that this is a bad season, which I think most people do.
Have we just tired of the paradise hijinks?
But well, what paradise hijinks though?
Right.
That's the thing.
Yeah, like we're not getting very many fights. I feel like there's usually more like fist fights in
right.
paradise.
Kerfuffles.
And, which it
I
looked
want
like
some
maybe
kerfuffles.
Next week there's some kerfuffle.
Right. Well, part of the problem, so we have these two conflicts about we were dating before you got here, which nobody fucking cares
just
about.
Just pick one, first
yeah,
of all.
Right.
Like I feel like we could have done Brendan and Piper.
Yep. You know, we don't have to go to this well twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's also this big problem of like people come, people go. It's like a revolving door.
Which I do feel like paradise typically is that way. But I mean, obviously, one of the things that we've talked about as well. And sorry, listener, we're getting repetitive here. Speaking of being boring.
All right.
but I just like I don't know half these people like, yeah, Blake. That was his name, right? Blake?
Mm-hmm. The poor man's Adam Levine.
He is not the poor man's Adam Levine.
He didn't
look
the
like
poor
Adam
man's...
Levine at all.
He was all tatted up. He had a little
he
bit
had
of an
tattoos.
Adam.
That was
nah,
it.
No, look at him again. Look at him in the cold light of day.
He's saying, God only knows. He's saying, wouldn't it be nice? And it was terrible. And you were like, oh, Adam Levine.
That's him.
He does not look like Adam Levine. And I think he was really cute, but I'm like, I don't even remember this
right.
guy. Like, why are we bringing in so many people that just are relative newcomers to the franchise.
I mean, you could just bring in a stranger at this point. Like, they could have brought in any person and been
sure
like,
that Blake might have been.
Yeah, like, I'm Matt.
Like, and that was a guy from production.
That was somebody's cousin. They're like, all right, get this guy.
Yeah. I mean, and whatever. Like, at this point, it is what it is. I'm just ready to, you know, shoot this lame horse and get on with it. But
beat this horse that who went horseback riding? Chelsea.
I'm holding out hope that Michelle's season is going to be okay.
I know.
Lord.
I know. Good Lord.
Help me, Jesus.
We've
guys.
Had kind of three disappointing things in a row.
Matt, Katie this, Bachelor in Paradise.
Not since Tayshia have I enjoyed this show, really.
I kind of agree with that.
And again, like we said, I still wasn't all that happy with Titus. He didn't do that much. I still like him. And in general positive feelings about him. But he didn't do that much. I mean, I did enjoy Lil Jon's short cameo, especially.
I guess, but like, is he going to have more of a position in the show?
I mean, I hope so. Also, like, did he just walk into the jungle? Like, he just drives that thing up and a vehicle that, once again, we cannot identify, and then walks off into the jungle.
Is this the last host?
I believe so.
See, I don't like that either, because, like, I feel like at the end, Harrison actually gets a little serious and is like, guys, it's time to have some serious discussions about where this relationship is going. Like, is Lil Jon going to do that?
Well, you know who could do that and do a great job of it is Wells.
I like saying Lil Jon.
Lil Jon. Well, that's it. Yeah, Lil Jon. I believe that's how it's said.
No, I know. But it sounds like a... Isn't that like a children's book? Like Lil
Abner.
Not Lil Abner. Okay. Yeah, we are not reading Lil Abner to our children.
What is Lil Abner? I don't even know what that is.
I'm pretty sure it's racist.
Oh, is it? Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure that Rachel Kirkconnell reads
Lil Abner.
When
she
goes to plantation
parties. I don't even know who that is. I just know it's a Lil somebody.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it will be Wells. I mean, honestly, that's probably true because Wells stepped in and did
that, the rose ceremony.
Natasha.
He did that. That was a nice move. That was one of the few genuinely enjoyable moments of the whole show was when he's like, you know what? There are no rules in paradise, even though you can't come already dating somebody. That's in the rule book. But I will bring out this rose for Natasha.
I just want to interject here and say, actually, I don't think Lil Abner is racist.
Nope, cancel Lil Abner. It's too late.
I don't think.
I don't even know what is Lil Abner.
Like, it says it's a satirical American comic strip that appeared in many newspapers across the United States, Canada, and Europe. Oh, actually, it might be offensive. It's about you'll like this.
Okay.
A fictional clan of hillbillies.
Oh, yeah, that's not offensive at all.
In the impoverished mountain village of Dogpatch, USA.
Shout out to our one listener in Dogpatch, USA. Yeah, so let's shout out while we're here. So Lil Abner is or is not racist. We need to figure this out.
It seems like it's maybe not racist, but potentially offensive to hillbillies.
Hillbilly elegy over here. Yeah, I got, what was that jackass's name that wrote that book?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
J.D. Vance.
Yeah,
J.D. Vance is real upset about it. Lil Abner actually got hooked on meth for a while.
got hooked on
the old moonshine. Yeah. All right, you want to give me a number between 1100 and 1200?
1152.
Okay. Shout out to Dogpatch USA.
Shout out to our one listener. I believe his name is Abner.
Big Abner.
I believe he is commonly identified as a sweet, gullible, good-natured hillbilly.
Wait, is Abner is male or female?
Abner is 6'3" and this is from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Abner was 6'3" and perpetually 19 years old. A naive, simple-minded, gullible, and sweet-natured hillbilly, he lived in a ramshackle log cabin with pint-sized parents.
Oh, so is it ironic that his name is Lil Abner since he's so tall? Should we start calling Thomas Lil Thomas?
I don't know.
Yeah. Shout out to Queen Creek, Arizona.
Arizona.
That's who it actually is. So if you're out there, Queen Creek listener, hit us up. Tell us what's going on out there in Arizona.
Oh, I know what I was thinking of. Lil Bear.
Oh, like the little bear that's hunting for the berries?
Yeah, like with, little bear.
Yeah.
Little John, little bear.
Yeah.
Little Abner.
Little John got separated from his mom when he was berry picking. Okay, so I guess we can start at the top, though. I've kind of been enjoying just bouncing around. Honestly, I feel like we're going to need to kill some time by just inserting, like, all of our most popular clip.
Gretchen, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell, Karis.
So if you're
going
to play poker with me, don't expect me to be a nice guy, okay? Because once those cards are dealt...
Yeah?
I'm not a nice guy.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, so that killed like 30 seconds. Where are we at now?
Brendan has a feeling that people are going to start coming for him. You're right, Brendan, because you're a dick.
Yeah, so it's so weird because they like have this like mob. It's like Gaston with the torches
to send
Chris and Alana out of town. And then they're like, wait a minute. And one of the few good things Demi says this whole time is like, where is it? I've got an actual good Demi quote, so I hate to waste it. Where she's like, why is it? I don't know. I can't find it in my notes. Three pages. Yeah. What's the deal with Brendan? That's what she says. Yeah. You might be a redneck if you don't think that Brendan should go home.
Please take my Brendan. Take Brendan. Please take him.
Yeah. So something about how, like, if people are mad at Chris and Alana, why aren't they mad at Brendan and Piper? Correct, Amumu.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. Yeah. Natasha questions the same thing. And I feel like the thing that's bad about Brendan and Piper, too, is like they're really unapologetic and they are acting like total dickheads.
Yeah, I just don't even get what are they doing? Like, it's not even...
I mean, they wanted a free vacation in Mexico that would maybe help them earn followers and clout.
Sure, clout-y. But if that's what you want, just be like, why can't you just be like, hey, guys, you know, we did kind of know each other, but we're here to have fun. We want to have fun with everybody. Like, I feel like they're getting so defensive.
No, well, I tell you why. It's because Brendan strung Natasha along. Sure. That's where he went wrong.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, he doesn't even try... to redeem himself.
Right, no.
I don't think it would have helped necessarily, but I guess what I'm saying, what are they doing? Like, the whole thing you say about being so unapologetic, like, it doesn't seem like they have a plan.
No, two people that, like, came into paradise with a plan.
Right, two masterminds.
I mean, they just basically keep saying, like, I didn't know there was a rule book.
Right.
And then everybody is like, well, actually, like, I guess there's no official rule book, but yeah, it is assumed that you come in here unattached. Although I do want to say, I find it ironic that Demi is the one getting so pissed about this when she came in with a girlfriend.
I mean, are you saying that Demi is like hypocritical and, you know, casts things on others?
Well, I do remember there being
others?
Like a conversation where the whole group had to kind of like vote on whether or not Demi and whatever her girlfriend were allowed to stay.
Oh, see, that would have been, I feel like Brendan and them should have, again.
Right. If they had come up, you're right, approached it from a point of honesty and been like, yeah, we just really wanted this time together. Like, we're sorry. You know, if they were honest and apologetic, I feel like it could have gone differently. Like, maybe then the group would have done what they did with Demi and said, okay, y'all stay. Instead, they act like jackasses.
Right.
And here you go.
Yeah. Well, and like, Piper's just like, I don't even want to be here. Like, they seem to both, A, know that this was going to happen and then be mad that it was happening
at
the same time.
And she's really rude about Natasha. Like, she said that Natasha needs to stop being a child about the situation. You win some, you lose some. Like, fuck you, Piper. And I just want to say, I called that. I knew that she was a mean girl.
Well, you're right, too. Like, Brendan's super mean about Natasha, too, because he's like, no one wanted to date her. Well, it's like, yeah, because you snatched her up.
Right.
Minute one.
Yeah.
Like you a bunch
got
of
your
people right,
and took her off the market.
Right.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And he's so, like, schmarmy. Like when they come up and he sees that it's Joe and he says, lay it on me, Papa. Like, fuck you, Brendan.
I don't know why Joe is leading these mobs. He's the Godfather. I guess that's his mafia roots.
Of paradise.
He sees Brendan as public enemy number one.
That's right.
You come to me on Natasha's birth. Oh, it's Tammy. You come to me on Tammy's birthday and cause this trouble. Mm-hmm.
He stuck horse head in Brendan's bed. That's when Brendan knew that he was in trouble.
Oh, his grocery is just a front for his mob operations.
I did like it that Brendan called Joe and his mob of disgruntled females. What a band.
Right. Joe and the disgruntled females. I would see them. I would risk the Delta variant to see them play.
So essentially, Brendan and Piper decide to leave Paradise.
Yep, they
and
get everybody run out of town.
Keep going. Demi says that they're the villains of their own story.
I love, too, that they were like, all right, we've decided to go. Like, no, they ran you out of town.
Yeah, no, everybody basically was like, get out.
Yeah,
like, we hate you. I do think it's unfortunate. And I mean, this is kind of one reason why I like Paradise, is I do think that... Like, I wasn't crazy about Brendan, but I wouldn't have guessed that he would have gone down in such spectacular flames.
Yeah.
I think you can come into Paradise and really, like, for better or worse, change whoever you were on the show.
Yes.
Because I also feel like the flip side has happened, where people that I really didn't care for that much on the show, they come into Paradise and they kind of win me over.
Yeah.
Brendan, you did not, sir.
Right. Well, and I do, I know there's still editing involved, but I do get the impression that without sort of like vying for this one central person, that people's character comes out a little bit more clearly.
Oh,
in
Paradise. I think
you can trust.
Well,
they're
on their best behavior.
That's what I mean.
In the regular season.
Right. They're on their best behavior. And like the people who just kind of fly under the radar don't get a story.
Yeah.
You know, and so like. Because I don't even remember quite what Brendan's story was on his season, but like.
It was that he had that. Wasn't he married? And he had been divorced and he came in and he was like, I'm not ready. And
something like that. Well, he was ready now.
And also that he wore turtlenecks. That was his main
That's
story
his
line.
Biggest deal. Yeah. That's his biggest deal.
It was turtlenecks
deal.
And frog gigging.
He loves frog gigging and turtlenecks. Yeah. So they're gone. They head away. I love, there was a great tweet that we actually retweeted where someone put like a still of them riding in the van together next to a shot of like Dustin Hoffman and whoever riding in the back of the bus together as a graduate. And I was like, man, that's a good joke.
Yeah,
I wish
funny.
I would have thought of that. Good job, Twitter.
Wells says that what Brendan and Piper did is just not in the spirit of this place and that it ruins the integrity of this experience.
I have that quote as well.
You wouldn't think that a show where Chad, a porn star, whatever his last name is,
Johnson,
took a shit on himself would have integrity, but there it is.
You wouldn't think a show with 10 minutes of people eating whipped cream off each other before going
Good
to have
job,
sex
Brendan.
With
you
more
compromise
whipped cream.
The integrity.
Yeah. No, the first part I think is totally right. It's not in the spirit of this place. The second part maybe is a little bit over the top, Wells.
Yeah, like
the integrity.
Let's maybe not bring integrity into this.
We haven't so far. Let's keep it
I
that
agree.
Way.
As you said, I do agree that it's not within the spirit of paradise to come in like that.
Right.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Yeah.
I mean, I
think the point is Viva la Mexico.
Even Titus realizes that it's not in the spirit of this place, or the producers told him to say that, but either way.
All right.
Yeah, so speaking of the
whipped cream.
Yeah, so here, I know you really disliked this.
I was not here for this sexy game of whipped cream. No, thank you.
I guess here's my take, because it seemed like most people were grossed out by this based on the Twitter
reactions. I was not on Twitter while we were watching it.
Yeah.
You were.
I was. Yeah, I put two unfunny tweets up, but that was my contribution.
You're welcome, Earth.
These are two, like, Riley and Marissa are two, like, objectively sexy people. And I feel like even they...
I'm grossed out by both of them now.
Well, no, but here's what... Because of the whipped cream thing, though, right? What I'm saying is, like, if these
Riley
two...
Riley is too muscular.
Well, he's like an action
I'm
figure.
I'm freaked out by it a little bit.
But, like, if these two attractive people can't make this look attractive, then nobody can. You know what I mean? Like,
hey,
I just don't think...
One of your tweets got 4 likes.
It did, the whipped cream one. It did. With the dad from that 70s show whipped cream on his head.
Yep, there you go.
There you go. See? You're welcome, Twitter.
Crushing it.
The Twitter sphere. Viral tweet. I guess that's just, and like, also this was so
it
much
was too long,
cream.
Like,
like just so much whipped
just
cream,
show
so
me
much
a scene.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that, I mean, again, I hate to circle back around to all of my unhappiness with this season, but it just seems like there's a lack of content because they're spending a lot of time on stuff that I'm like, this should literally be maybe 2 minutes, and instead you're turning it into a weird 15-minute segment.
Right. Weird, like, sex scene with, like,
but
sexy
then,
music.
I mean, we talked about this before, too. Like, there's other stuff that I want to... Like, how did Ivan
yes,
and Kendall get together?
I was
going to
make
and
the
now
exact...
now we're just having to, like, accept them
right.
as a couple?
I was going to make the exact same point. Yeah. We watch, like, 15 minutes of Riley and Marissa spraying whipped cream on each other, and in the meantime... Like,
it's
Ivan
like,
and
oh,
Kendall.
BT dubs, Ivan and Kendall are,
right,
are legit
are
now.
Kind of a thing now, sort of. But that plays in later, but like, but I don't care because you didn't show me.
Right, like, I'm not invested in any sort of relationship
yeah.
with them.
And I don't know, like, is this, are they just like, well, I guess we're both left here?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there something genuine? And it's weird, the connections are weird, too, because, like, Becca and Thomas somehow have a supposedly really strong connection all of a sudden based on like that one
makeout session that they had.
I mean, I don't think they have that strong of a connection. I think it was just done with Tammy.
Sure, but the way they talk about it makes it sound like it's like kind of a big deal, but
well,
it's like I think they just made
I'm
out.
Kind of a big deal.
I don't know how to put this, but kind of a big deal.
I don't know who I'm over it. Tammy is freaking out while Riley,
I'm freaking out.
Oh, she's freaking out while Riley and Marissa play their
sexy whipped cream games.
Well, I was gonna say their yeast infection game.
They were reenacting their favorite scene from Varsity Blues.
I also just feel like it always looks really, really hot and
yeah.
gross there. So like
yeah.
that like non-dairy spray that they're using is probably like separating.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. They already looked real sweaty.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, like that's a
yeah.
bunch of body juice.
Yeah, mixed in with the whipped cream. Yeah.
It's going to be a no from me, dog.
You don't want to play this whipped cream game later tonight?
Nope.
No. Oh, shoot.
I'm all set.
How about if we just play Pie Face?
That's okay. while that is happening, Tammy is kind of putting in a last-ditch effort on Thomas.
Boy, is it a last-ditch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is Tammy's birthday. She's nervous because he went on a date with Becca, and he says he had feelings for Becca on that date,
yeah.
and he did not feel guilty
yes.
about it. And then
yeah.
he's like, you gots to go, Tammy.
Right, well, she's like, and then she just falls apart. She's like, I guess I just thought our connection was stronger than he did. Like, yeah. Well, here's one of the lines that
she's
I...
She's like, you're my best friend.
God,
really,
that's so
Tammy?
Sad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, aren't her friends at home like, well,
fuck
you.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Come on, Tammy.
Tammy, I thought we had
serves
something.
Serves you right, you stupid bitch.
Well, yeah, so here's the line that I found. Thomas says, things just felt more stable elsewhere. That's the phrasing that I found confusing, like more stable, like we made out last night. Like if you're just like, you know, I'm going to pursue things with Becca, that's fine. But like, and Tammy says, I trusted you with everything.
She says, I feel like a fool.
No. And then Thomas and Becca go and make out.
Well, Thomas, so Tammy is like losing
yeah
her
losing her
shit,
mind
like
yeah
sobbing. Thomas walks away and goes to talk to Becca, and she goes, are you okay? And he says, yeah. And then they make out.
Right. Like, and there's it appears to be, based on editing, that they are literally making out within earshot of Tammy, like, falling
and
apart, crying.
And it is Tammy's birthday. Again.
Yes.
Like, come on, Thomas.
Yeah. So when she said she got COVID.
It's kind of a dick
yeah.
move.
It is a dick move. I guess.
I mean, I think it was a rose ceremony night, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess that's
he
true.
He had to do it. Yeah, like it was just an unfortunate coincidence.
Yes.
It was poor Tammy's birthday.
An unfortunate turn of events. Yeah, Tammy tells us she got COVID on her birthday last year, and this is worse. I don't know.
I mean, come on.
I might rather have this than COVID. Well, she lost her best friend.
Should
have
stuck with Aaron.
And that's sad. Right, well, that's the lesson of Paris. How many times this season have we learned to like...
How many times can you get burned?
Right, well, like how many people flopped around and got screwed over? Like Yesenia, Tammy, like a bunch of
John Kerry.
Well, he is the ultimate flip-flopper.
Have we not learned anything?
Yeah, like these people need to... I know you're supposed to like pursue options and not tie yourselves down, but like a lot of times those people end up getting screwed over.
Yeah.
When they kind of jump from
ship to
I
mean,
ship.
Obviously, like Riley and Marissa, it worked out.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
Right. And
that's all I got.
I guess Mari and Kenny were sort
of
flip-flopping
around.
They kinda, and now
they're flip-flopping in the boom boom room.
Boom boom room. Yeah. I like that that's just become the official nomenclature for the sex room.
Do you think they changed the sheets? Like, are you in the same bed? Surely they change
the
sheets.
They must change the sheets.
But
especially
what happens if two couples both want
back
the boom
back.
Boom room?
Yeah, right. Just it's like waiting outside at like a concert restroom.
I think
like,
they
you
just,
done in there? Yeah.
They hang a towel in between the bed so that it divides it.
Well, yeah, I mean, they must. So there must be like cleaning staff who has to deal with this. And
that's an unfortunate job.
Yes, it is. That is not a great job. So hopefully those people are well paid. I cannot imagine that they are.
Well, move forward.
Move forward.
All
let's
right,
move
let's,
on.
Let's move on. Natasha gets a special rose from Wells and Polly. She starts crying, and Wells is basically like, hey, girl, you got fucked over.
Yeah.
And we would like to give you this special rose because we think that you are here for love. You're here for the right
reasons.
Here
for the right reasons. Doesn't happen that often.
You deserve an extra chance at love.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that
Rodley,
was sweet. I almost started crying.
Yeah, it was really
sweet.
It was
an sweet. Emotional moment.
Well, and I also think maybe that's what happens when you have somebody besides Harrison in charge. Maybe.
What?
I'm just saying,
would
like.
Be the same thing.
I mean, I never saw Harrison do something like that.
I miss Harrison.
I don't miss
him. Yes, you have seen Harrison do stuff like that.
When did he do something like that?
Any number of times.
It could be. There's so many examples.
You're just a Harrison hater.
I am a Harrison hater a little bit. I don't miss him at all.
I miss him. I feel like we started on a high point with David Spade, and it has gone downhill.
It has gone downhill. I think maybe they do need. Well, a consistent...
Your mic just got real loud.
Okay, my mic is in and out. It's
okay.
A little spotty. I think the listener noticed a little bit of that last week. These mics, we can never quite get them right, gang.
Move to
it's
it.
Just like the host of the show. You can
it's
never
real,
quite get it right.
It's a real Goldilocks situation.
I do think maybe a consistent host for the whole season would be helpful. Or just put Wells in charge and have celebrities come in to like stir the pot every once in a while.
Or just bring David Spade back.
Yeah.
I freaking loved him.
Spade was great. He had the right mood for Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a mood. All right. So we're at the rose ceremony. Mm-hmm. Ivan and Kendall get... Ivan gives his rose to Kendall.
Right. Riley gives his to Marissa.
Joe to Serena.
Yep.
Noah and Abigail. Kenny and Mari. James and Tia, which was a surprise.
Yeah.
Thomas to Becca and Aaron to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Which,
and
like, really? Chelsea? I mean, okay.
When Noah gives Abigail his rose, he says, you've been the surprising little butter to my toast. And I'm excited to see where this goes.
I like Noah in Paradise.
That's
I said
it.
That when we were watching it. Like,
yeah.
I don't mind him.
No,
he's
that's
tan.
That's
like every episode he adds like 10 necklaces to his neck.
This guy. So this is what we're talking about. This is a guy who was made to like be in Paradise and just hang out.
Oh, he was made for
Paradise.
You know what? I'd like to watch a reality show of Noah and Dean riding around in
Dean's van.
Yeah.
Man, I saw some.
Just a couple of smoke bros.
Smoke bros putting on a smoke show. I saw some Instagram, I don't even know why, but like with Dean and what's her name?
Caitlin.
Yeah, still riding around in
his
van.
Yeah, they're still going
strong. Yeah, those two. Who would have thought?
I know. You never know who to put your money on.
Yeah, it's a crazy world.
All right. So it's a new day, and we know that some new people are going to show up. The first being Blake.
Yes.
From production. So he claims to be from Claire's season. He pulls Tia. She says that he's hot. He seems basically like he's just her type. Mm-hmm. He's kind of tatted up.
Yeah, knock off Adam Levine.
Not in like a prison way.
Sure, right. Just a like, just threatening enough. Yeah, she talks about how into tattoos she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They go riding around in what I just identified as a sports vehicle.
I thought that was terrain, an all-terrain vehicle of some
Boonter
sort.
Boonter Doggy, we know that you would like to tell us what it is.
Oh, I forgot. Boonter Doggy gave us a new review. Oh,
and hang on, I got to get my phone because we have one very special shout-out.
Oh, okay. So shout-out to Boonter Doggy who gave us a review. But Boonter Doggy, you gave us 4 stars. It said, "We people of Minnesota miss you," but it was a 4-star review. It was a 1 star off because we didn't record that 1 week, I think it was.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Thanks, Boonter. Well, we're back. Can you up that star now that we're back in town again? Sorry we went to Colorado.
Colorado. Rocky Mountain High.
By the way, gang, we listened to all of Rocky Mountain High, and he pronounces it both ways.
And he also says Colorado. He pronounced it like 5 different ways.
He uses a soft C. Colorado.
All right, carry it. Okay. I'm looking for this special.
Okay, so there's going to be a special shout out. Speaking of songs, I'm a little worried that we're not going to have a song to put at the end of this because we haven't referenced any songs yet. So we should just throw some sort of song in so we've got something to put at the end.
It'll come. I feel like it'll come.
Okay. Yeah, it'll come.
No, it might not. It might not.
Yeah, I mean, we've already said that this is going to be a shorter episode. So just start singing something.
I'd like to give a special shout out to Cash.
Okay.
Who has done 2 separate reviews, but actually we keep shouting out Cash, and it's his wife, Laura, that is submitting the reviews. And
he says,
we need to throw her out a shout out. And they're having a baby in February.
Oh, wonderful.
And we would like for you to name that baby Wrong Reasons.
It's a beautiful name for a boy.
Maybe just a middle
or
name.
Or a girl.
Just a middle name.
Yeah. No, that's very sweet. Yeah, Little Wrong Reasons is going to be adorable, and you'll have a great story. And our podcast is so big right now because we have so much clout that everyone's going to be like, oh, they're named after the podcast.
How about for a first name, Clouty?
Clouty Wrong Reasons. Beautiful.
Shout out to you, Laura. Hope you're hanging in there.
Oh, what Laura.
We're in September? Got about 3-4 months to go? 4 months till February?
When? 5 months?
How does the calendar work? October, November, December, January. All right, about 5 months.
30 days has September, April, June, and November.
525,600 minutes.
In with sunsets and kitties.
With cups up. That's James's song. Cups up. I just like a cup of coffee.
I love my morning coffee in the morning.
Do you pee off of your porch? No, Victoria. Go away.
Well, that's also like, that feels like it was 10 weeks ago.
People in Louisiana are animals.
Well, that was a nice shout out. Congratulations to Cash and Laura. That's great news. Yeah, and y'all send in your hometown. Y'all been slacking on the hometown shout-outs lately. We got a shout-out Queens River, Arizona.
Ugh, lame.
Yeah, boring.
All right. Back to the show. Blake and Tia go out on their date.
Right.
As we said, they ride in a sports vehicle.
That little John drives up for them. Little Abner.
They then drink champagne and eat some fruit. And Blake makes Tia's vagina dance, as she says.
Yeah, and there's some cows mooing in the background. She says, see, they're feeling it too.
She says, if it doesn't make your vagina dance, it's not worth it.
Well, she also says, I'm ovulating right now. And if there was any way to get pregnant without the traditional method, I would be pregnant now.
Guess what, Tia? There's not. So, no, you're not. It's not how it works.
They seem like they're a good match.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cute.
They seem like the that makes sense yes. to me in a way yeah. that, like, when we saw Tia and James, I was yeah. like, wait, what?
Well, again, you get those couples where it's like, well, we're the last two here. I guess that this is it.
Let's yeah. make it work.
Right. We're soulmates.
Actually, Blake and Tia had a nice little conversation about soulmates, about how there's not just one person on the other side of the world waiting for you.
Correct.
Yes.
I think about that often.
Yes, right. How sometimes you just have to settle for what's in front of you,
yep,
even if it doesn't make your vagina
you
dance.
You just got to pull a Tim gun and make it work.
Make it work.
All right, Riley and Marissa, meanwhile, are eating pasta like Lady in the fucking Tramp.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just food eating off of each other left and right.
Like, come on, yeah. guys.
It's only a matter of time before Riley eats sushi off Marissa. She's going to eat a whole salad off of him
Mari
at some point.
Mari and Kenny do that next week. Like she
oh,
came,
do they?
I think there was some sort of like preview scene where she was laying on a table and had like a leaf covering her.
Oh, man. Yeah. Then Kenny eats an entire turkey dinner off of her body.
More gravy. More everything.
Well, then back at the old resort, you get a sad scene where James just has to sit there watching all the other Aww. Couples make out.
Like, literally just sitting in the middle of
right.
them, too.
Everyone is gathered around him.
I just feel like Paradise would not be my jam. Like, they're all in close quarters. Like, there was a scene where it's just, like, Becca and Thomas making out. And then right up above them, somebody else was making
yeah.
out. Like, I don't know.
No, I'm not into this situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Kenny and Mari go in the boom boom room.
Yeah.
And Mari says, we're just going to play patty cake on the bed. That's all. and then I got all excited because who comes down but Dr. Joe.
Dr.
Like,
Joe.
This is the paradise yes. entrance that I'm waiting
yes, this
for.
Is the kind of part where you're like, oh, right.
Like I
love
I wanted
Dr.
to
Joe.
Know more about him.
Yeah.
I felt like I knew him a little bit, but I wanted to know more. Well, it turns out we don't, guys.
So I had mixed feelings. Let's talk this through.
Okay.
I had mixed feelings about it.
All right. So Dr. Joe shows up. He's an anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. Everyone is like, he's smart.
Right.
He's funny.
He was like
super cute.
So corny and cheesy. I
yeah,
really
but I liked
like it.
Like he seemed really genuine and just like excited. And
yeah.
he immediately pulls Natasha
yeah.
and it just makes total
yeah.
sense.
And he's real sweet. He's like, you go into any bar, you're not buying a drink.
I
what
know.
Are you doing here?
Sweet
yeah, no,
guy.
The corny thing was a compliment. Like, I liked
oh,
his
yeah,
corny,
yeah. No,
cheesy
I know.
Energy.
I know.
And she, Natasha says that Joe has a very calming energy. That's because he's an anesthesiologist.
He
needs
actually
that.
Just gave her a little bit of a hint.
Just to calm her down a little bit.
They have a really good conversation.
Yeah.
So they go out on their date and we learn that he and Brendan are like BFFs.
They're boys, so to speak. Yeah.
Yep.
In fact, that's the...
They're bros.
They're bros. They're smoke bros. Couple of smoke bros. Quick aside,
yep.
I would like to know where Joe buys his shirts.
Yeah.
Because
was,
I would like
I feel
all
like it was right
shirts.
Up your alley.
Oh, yeah. But like he can pull them off in a way that I can't.
Yeah. He's a well-defined
yes.
Asian 20-year-old.
Yes. And I am a 40-year-old schlubby white guy. Yeah.
Do they have that in a Husky option? He says, so basically they have this like what seems to be a pretty great
yeah.
date. And then he's like, okay, so like what happened then? And
right.
she's like, and Natasha, to her credit, knew that Joe and Brendan
mm-hmm.
were friends, but she's like, I gotta tell him, I guess.
Right.
So, and she does try to give, she's like, gives an abbreviated
mm-hmm.
version.
Right. She doesn't like slam
no,
Brendan.
No, not
at
all.
Yeah.
But Joe like freaks out and she's right. Cause she's like, I could just tell that the air shifted and she's
yep.
not wrong.
The look on his face because he says, Brendan. My Brendan? I will say that one of the ways this show has changed...
And then he keeps saying, it had to be Brendan.
One of the ways this show has changed in the last, say, 5 years or so is, like, the bromances are just off the chart. Like, I feel
yeah.
like that's really what is happening in this show now,
yeah.
is that bromances are happening left and right. Yeah, and so then, like, he doesn't... He tries to kind of keep it together, but Natasha is right. Like, you can see on
you
his face.
You can just see that, like, something
yeah.
has changed.
Yep. So what's your
and
analysis?
And he gives a bunch of, like, vague, like, he's like, I say we just let it ride, and what will be. Okay, Matthew McConaughey.
Right, yeah. Time's a flat circle.
Why should I live in history, huh? Like, I don't want to know anything anymore. This is a world where nothing is solved. And someone once told me time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're gonna do over and over and over again.
Just keep on living.
So what's your analysis? Was it that he was mad that, like, she was... It wasn't that he was mad that she was, like,
I think it was more Brendan. Just, like, they had a bad experience and he's bros with Brendan right. in real life.
Uh-huh.
And that he just wasn't... Basically, like, I'm not even going to go there.
But was it because he's like, I don't want to deal with a woman that Brendan has been with? Or is it like, I don't want
a little
wanna...
bit, like a little yeah. bit of the Eskimo brothers.
Sure, yeah. I heard a new phrase recently, dick cousins, which oh, means the same thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
I prefer cousins. Eskimo brothers. But honestly, I also think maybe it was just like he could sense that was going to complicate things.
Yeah.
And that he, like, maybe from the get-go was just going to be like, yeah, let's just not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This, to me, this is kind of like Trey finding out that Tajwan went out with his uncle. Like,
no,
I just don't.
I don't think so.
Okay, I mean, I guess just it's a lot of people reacting to stuff that I don't think is that big of a deal.
Oh, I agree. I mean, yeah. I feel like Joe should have been. But, I mean, I don't know. Imagine, I don't think Nathaniel listens anymore.
Yeah.
But imagine if we were all on a reality show. And, like, you found out that I had, like, had a really bad experience
sure.
with Nathaniel.
Yeah. Y'all impossible.
Are, yeah. Yeah. First of all, how could that happen? second of all, though, y'all are close enough that I do feel like, I mean,
sure.
I think a lot of it hinges on how close are Brendan
right,
and Joe.
Right.
It seems like they're, like,
they're pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
So I could see you being like, well, I choose Nathaniel.
Well, that's what it is. It's like, it seems like Dr. Joe is choosing Brendan.
Over I think
the
that's
chance
exactly
at love.
What it is.
Yes, which it doesn't.
But to be fair, is it a chance at
sure.
love or is it a chance at like a random, like, what are the odds that it's really going to be love?
Sure, that is fair. Yeah. So again, that is disappointing for Natasha because she
oh,
got
yeah.
this
she's
rose.
Like, I'm fucked again.
Right. She's like, I got a Brendan shaped cloud over me. Yeah. Not wrong.
You're welcome. I'm wearing a turtleneck.
I'm a mumble mouth.
All right. Meanwhile, Joe and Serena are super into each other. In fact,
in
Joe
love.
Says, I'm just saying, I'm into you, okay?
He like did our impression
yeah.
of him.
I
as
just
his,
like
himself.
You.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm into you.
That's like the impression that we do.
He says, I've been doing nice things for you every night. I haven't even gotten to order a bacon. Okay,
Joe is
take
like
it easy.
The stereotype of himself, but it's delightful.
It is.
Yeah, he is
especially
his own
with
caricature.
All the other shit. Like,
yes.
Thank God Joe
yeah.
stayed. He's giving me life.
Yeah. Who, like, I guess Chris Messina is the obvious choice. I was going to say, like, it seems like you could hire someone to impersonate Joe.
Yeah.
But it would basically just be Joe.
I you like know, when Becca was like, how does it feel to not be
I know.
Dr. Joe?
Finally a funny joke from Becca. Know, it only Becca. Took 3 episodes.
Let's do the damn thing.
Oh, Becca. Yeah, so, and then Serena's talking to Wells, and Wells asks if there are any love bombs dropped or if there's any planes flying over paradise ready to drop L-bombs.
And in fact, there are, because yeah. she says, I think I'm falling in love with you. And
yeah.
he says, I think I'm falling in love with you, too.
Oh, I just have the I'm falling in love with you, too. It's important. Did he say, I think I'm falling in love with you or I'm falling
My
in love with you?
My quote says, I think
okay.
I'm falling in love with
so
you
he's
too.
So not quite as serious
oh,
as if it was
are
I'm
you
falling
or do
in
you
love
think
with
you,
you
are,
yeah.
Joe? Come on.
We know how this game works. There's various levels of
and
this.
And then Serena says, really? No way.
Oh, they are cute.
I really like
when Serena's like, I'm a blast. Yeah, they're sweet. Meanwhile, someone who does not think is cute, oh, Kendall.
Kendall's not having a blast.
Kendall would be happy to taxidermy Joe and Serena right there.
I have sympathy for Kendall. I
yeah.
agree that it probably does suck to sit there and like watch them. And even if they aren't going to be together, I could see absolutely how it's like dredging up all these old feelings. She shouldn't have come.
Well, that's the same thing I was going to say. And I know it's unfair that, like, well, why should Joe have come? And he went through that himself. And it just kind of sucks. Like, he got to be there first. Like,
yeah,
maybe if
it's
Kendall
just like
had
luck
come,
of the draw,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, maybe if Kendall had come. But yeah, she, I agree, but she's like, I was hoping to come here and create new memories with new people, but it's like, but this is the same place that you have your old memories right. with Joe.
Like it's going it to be old memories.
Yeah, new memories with new people. Yeah, so, and then poor Ivan is just like sitting there while Kendall storms off. Like, he's like, I don't know what happened.
Tries to rub her back a little, and she's like, no, Ivan.
Yeah, God. Like, yeah.
Read the room, Ivan.
Right, come on. And Ivan's like, okay, I don't know what's going on here. So, yeah, poor situation all around, except for old Joe and Serena. So, yeah, there's your show for this week.
Thank God it was just one episode.
I know, was a reprieve.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, got to have Monday night off.
Got to watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, yeah. For once, I didn't hate Mondays like Garfield does.
Hey-o.
Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready.
Ready.
To
party.
We're ready to party. We're ready.
Yeah.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing!
Fiesta!
Romancing!
Siesta!
Samba!
La Bamba!
Ay, caramba!
Disguises! Surprises!
Surprises!
And pies of...
And pies of
all sizes!
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Garfield and friends!
And pay attention. There'll be a test at the end.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.